agricultural referendums. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. As the general election draws near, some voters will see livestock and other agricultural referendums on their ballot. And putting an issue before the voting public may sound like an appealing democratic way to settle issues.
But the problem is that only 2% of the public is actually actively in farming itself.
That's Penn State University Extension agent Greg Martin, who says therefore the deck is often stacked from the beginning against the farmer. And that consultant Dave Brubaker agrees.
Especially on technical questions such as how should you house pigs? I'm not sure that the average person really has enough knowledge to really make a decision.
And unfortunately, it often becomes a political campaign.
And it's sort of who can put the most money into their side of the campaign and get the most votes and win.
A win in many cases that is based more on emotional appeals to uninformed voters that can put producers in a difficult technical and financial predicament. Julie McPeak with This Land of Ours.